Line upon line, Hebrews chapter 5, verse 4. In Hebrews, we learn about receiving authority from God. And no man taketh this honor unto himself, but he that is called of God, as was Aaron. No man taketh. We have not acquired the priesthood through purchase or bargain. The Lord has given it to men who are considered worthy to receive it. It is given only by ordination, by the laying on of hands, by those in authority to do so. The qualification for eligibility is obedience to the commandments of God. President Gordon B. Hinckley, Four Cornerstones of Faith, Ensign, February 2004, page 7. Called of God. The pattern for obtaining priesthood authority is described in the fifth article of faith. We believe that a man must be called of God by prophecy and by the laying on of hands by those who are in authority to preach the gospel and administer in the ordinances thereof. Thus a boy or man receives the authority of the priesthood and is ordained to a specific office by one who already holds the priesthood and has been authorized by a leader with the necessary priesthood keys. Elder David A. Bednar, of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles, The Powers of Heaven, Ensign, May 2012, page 48. This honor. This phrase refers to the previous verses in which Paul writes about being ordained and having power and authority to do God's work. We call this power the priesthood. President Thomas S. Monson taught how the priesthood is an honor and a privilege. How blessed we are to be here in these last days, when the priesthood of God is upon the earth. How privileged we are to bear that priesthood. The priesthood is not so much a gift as it is a commission to serve, a privilege to lift, and an opportunity to bless the lives of others. Yours is the privilege to be not spectators, but participants on the stage of priesthood service. President Thomas S. Monson, Willing and Worthy to Serve, Ensign, May 2012, pages 66 and 69. As was Aaron. Aaron was called by God to help the prophet Moses lead the children of Israel out of Egypt. You can learn about how he was called by the Lord in Exodus chapter 4, verses 10 through 16, and verses 27 through 30. In addition to Aaron, many other men have been called of God and given authority from him. Explore these examples from the Scriptures to learn about some of these men and their callings. Then see if you can find more examples. Jeremiah. See Jeremiah chapter 1, verses 4 through 10. Samuel. See 1 Samuel chapter 3. Nephi and Lehi. See Helaman chapter 5, verse 18, and chapter 11, verses 18 through 19. Alma the Younger. See Alma chapter 8, verses 23 through 24. 12 Apostles in the New Testament. See John chapter 15, verse 16. 12 Disciples in the Book of Mormon. See 3 Nephi chapter 11, verses 21 through 22, and chapter 12, verse 1. Editor's Note. This page is not meant to be a comprehensive explanation of the selected scripture verse, only a starting point for your own study. End of the article, line upon line, Hebrews chapter 5, verse 4.